Auditor Dave Yost has said he wants to keep tabs on charter schools and their reported attendance, since those schools get state funding based on the number of students they have enrolled and attending classes. On one day in 2014, he ordered staffers to show up at charter schools for surprise visits to take attendance. Yost said then that those pop-ins found nearly half the schools had the number of students they told the state they did. Yost's staff did another round of surprise visits to charter schools in November. 30 charter schools audited posted attendance rates ranging from 1 at 29% all the way to 99%. Nearly all were above 73%. Their traditional school counterparts have attendance rates between 75% and 99%. But Yost is concerned about the 14 dropout recovery and prevention schools that were visited this school year. None of them had more than half the amount of students that were supposed to be in attendance. Most troubling to Yost were the handful of schools that had attendance rates dropping to about 20 or 30%.
And this is clearly indicative of it needs to be addressed.
Chad Aldis with the pro-charter school group, the Fordham Institute, says the state needs to set standards for these dropout schools.
If a bad one is at 20%, 50% is knocking it out of the park. But without a standard in place, we don't know if they should be performing at 60%, in which case, all of them would be below average. So we do need to wrap our heads around it.
Yost's office referred three schools to the Ohio Department of Education for improperly operating as e-schools. During his report, Yost made it a point to call out several problems he believes are plaguing the Ohio Department of Education, which oversees charter schools, along with traditional public schools. Yost says ODE gets bogged down by serving too many functions. He suggests that issues like school funding and evaluation could be handled by different departments.
I'm in a position, having been in all the departments, to be able to tell you, frankly, that ODE is among the worst, if not the worst, run state agency in state government.
Yost says it's up to the legislature to decide if they want to consider his suggestions to redistribute the duties of the department. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.